do it for so long and it starts to feel condescending. I don't know if it's real or not anymore. Thank you guys so much for coming out for this tonight. Give it up for everybody you've seen tonight. All these ridiculous clowns that I've invited to do the show. I'm so happy that you all made it out. This actually isn't even like the best day of my week so far, surprisingly. It's been a pretty big week for me. On Sunday, I actually became an uncle for the first time, which was pretty cool. I was really excited. Thank you so much. I had nothing to do with it. It's not my idea, but it's still cool to be congratulated. I like being an uncle a lot. I think it's really cool. Less cool. I come from a very religious family, and there are a lot of people in my family who are concerned about me being around the baby because I'm gay. Which is sort of ridiculous to me because it's as though no one in my family has seen any of the men that I fucked, because I can do so much better than some fucking baby, okay? Let's get one thing straight, all right? Like, look at me, all right? My sister's baby wishes, okay? Like, that baby should be so lucky, quite honestly. Yeah. So I lost about 2/3 of you. Which seems about correct. I usually lose that many people on the third baby fucking tag. So you guys are par for the course. I did come from a very religious family. My parents are very evangelical. They're so Christian, actually, that they homeschooled me until I was 16 years old because they did not want me learning about sex or evolution. And it's like a fun fringe benefit of that. Now I don't know about states either, which is pretty cool. You know, just like not having any practical knowledge at all. I legitimately had to ask a friend recently, what is Oklahoma? You know, because it seems unclear. Pick a lane, you know? What are you? State, city? It's very confusing to me. So I don't know a lot of things. I am a nationally ranked Bible quizzer, though. That is a real fact about my life. But sort of on the opposite side of that spectrum, I've never used a condom. You know, so it is like a trade-off in terms of the things that you're learning about. Would know what to do with one if you showed it to me, you know? Okay, some of you tightened right up when I said that, which is just a quick reminder, everything I say up here is a joke. I love condoms. I'm wearing two right now. Never leave home without at least one on. You never know what you might trip and fall over, you know? My mom is from the South. She's a very Southern lady. She's one of these ladies who thinks that our generation, well, we just got too many participation trophies, and that's why we are the way we are, you know, gay. That's what she pins that on, which is strange. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But weirdly, on the flip side of that coin, my mom is also one of these ladies who's like, oh, no, you cannot take that Confederate monument down from my college campus, no ma'am. And it's like, but mom, those statues are like history's greatest participation trophies, you know? Like, what? What are we celebrating? You know, like, you lost a war and we let you erect a statue, you know? Seems more than fair. My mom is from the South. They raised us in the Midwest, though, which is pretty funny to me because a lot of people in this country, we are always talking about how the South is the most racist part of our country, but I can tell you with full authority that the Midwest is just as racist as the South. It just has none of the personality. It's just all the hatred and violence, but no sweet tea, you know? And that feels unfair. If I'm going to be discriminated against, I would like some grits in return, you know? It's like a fair trade-off to me. I am adopted. My parents are white, hence why my mom sounds like Foghorn Leghorn in that impression. I know some of you were searching for the answer as I was doing the joke. I was adopted, like many Korean babies in the mid-80s, I was adopted from Korea because it was the only country at the time that would fly the baby to the U.S. You did not have to go and pick it up. So it was very convenient for people. It was like the Grubhub for babies, you know? Delivered, no fees, very convenient. The delivery man forgot my mom's Pepsi, though. It was strange for me growing up, like, with an all-white family in an all-white town. It was confusing to me, and it's, like, sort of been a detriment to me now as an adult, because I don't meet a lot of, like, cultural expectations of, like, an Asian person should be in this country, you know? Like, I'm terrible at math, and I don't know...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?